Bill 36 proposes uniform standards for taxicab and so-called transportation network companies, or TNCs, like Uber and Lyft. It would create a central database for all drivers, require background checks, payment of a fee, and issuance of a 2-year driver's certificate. City Council Budget Committee Chair Ann Kobayashi spearheaded the effort.
I ask for the support of the members in passing this. We've had many, many hearings on this. We've worked with Uber, Lyft, the taxi companies, the department, because we've tried to find a fair model that will provide for the safety of the passenger. It has not been easy because no one really likes it.
That's because all parties had to compromise and none got what they wanted. TNC drivers would need a valid State of Hawaii driver's license, be free of assault and sex-related convictions, drug abuse, and certain driving offenses. Their vehicles would also require a permanent sticker on the bumper. Lyft Senior Public Policy Manager Timothy Burr opposed the bill and requested passage be delayed for 1 month.
Lyft respectfully suggests that some areas of this bill be reconsidered and council members consider creating separate and complementary regulations that reflect the distinct differences between TNCs such as Lyft and taxis. This would minimize any unintended consequences on both industries.
Many TNC drivers are part-time and use the income, about $20 an hour according to one driver, to supplement their income. Debbie Bono is head supervisor with the cab.
A lot of people have told me that their revenue, their income has gone down by about 40% since the TNCs have become involved here. Everybody is struggling to make a living, that's no secret. It doesn't matter if somebody is a part-time driver because there are many part-time taxi drivers. There's no such thing as a part-time law.
But following testimony by 40 people on all sides of the issue, the full council voted 8-1 and passed the measure on third reading. It now heads to the mayor for consideration, but the issue is far from being settled. Again, council member Kobayashi.
As far as the charges that the taxis could impose on the rider, we had wanted to include that in this bill, but we were told that legally we could not. And so we're drafting another bill. We'll set a maximum charge, and no one could charge more than that. That'll be another bill that we'll be working on together.
If signed into law, the city's Department of Customer Service would develop rules and procedures prior to implementation early next year. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.